No party leader is certain of what fate awaits them next year. All of them will be agonising over how to project and whether they can engage with audiences that appear to have turned away. One senior Labour figure has managed to reach a wider audience. Last week, the Sunday Times reported that the former Lord Chancellor, Charlie Faulkner, had lost more than 5 stone in weight as a result of strict dieting for 2 years. As Lord Faulkner told me, that single report got him to places he had never been before.
I was driving my car on Sunday afternoon and was amazed to hear on Heart FM that I was the second item on the news that I'd lost 5 stone. During the course of this week, I'm never recognised in the street. People suddenly, who I'd never met before, would come up to me and say, "Go it, Charlie, keep on losing that weight," which for me is a new dimension of being in the public eye, because although I'd been in the public eye before, I'd not been in the public eye in any sense that I was a figure that people knew about.
It's interesting. I'll ask you about how you have dealt with all of this, but what do you think it tells us about those who read about it or heard about it and the positive reaction? Is there, do you think, a sort of hunger for politicians to become humanised and that did it for you? Or is it just the fascination with lifestyle, diets and health that kind of prevail at the moment across the country?
I think it's partly that people are obsessed with how everybody looks. So one of the aspects of politics that has been very prominent over the last few years is people are fascinated by the look, for example, of our leading politicians. I'm not referring to myself, but are you going to be a good leader of a political party? It depends on how you look on television. That suggests that we're very absorbed as a society in how people look physically. I was very fat. There are a lot of photographs available to everybody of how fat I was. So the before and after photographs feed in very strongly into a society quite absorbed by how you look physically. And I think that, above all, is what has made people interested in what happened to my weight.
Your combined careers of law and politics are potentially, anyway, quite unhealthy, aren't they? A sedentary, yep, long hours, yep, and pretty tempting breaks for food if you succumb, and drink.
Yeah, they both contain a combination of long periods of tedium and periods of great anxiety. So you're sitting around, for example, if you want to vote in the Lords, you've got to spend from about 4 o'clock in the afternoon to 8 o'clock in the evening. What do? You go to the wonderful Lords tea room where you can get anchovy toast, tea cakes, muffins. You
sounds
just see
fantastic.
That combination of anxiety and there not being that much to do whilst you're waiting for things to happen.
So did it involve, this is where I become interested in your story actually, did it involve huge amounts of self-discipline to turn all those comforts down? To be honest, I knew you'd lost weight. I didn't realise it was 5 stone. I mean, that is a heck of a lot.
Well, it took 2 years to do it. It did take some degree of feeling hungry over a period of time, but the way it developed, I started off doing a diet which is 5 days eating and 2 days not eating, the 5 and 2 diet. That didn't sort of really quite work. So I then changed it to effectively just having one meal a day, and when I'm not eating during the day, then drinking Diet Coke and eating apples as a means of having something to eat and drink when you can't have a meal. And that ultimately has both worked, and now I don't find that too difficult.
It's interesting. I mean, you do and did throughout the period when you were high up in government as well. You did quite a lot of telly. You questioned time, yeah, and things like that. So was it partly vanity? You saw yourself on telly and thought, right, I'm going to lose weight. Or was it health? I mean, what was it? Telly is very unflattering to, yeah, everyone, however slim.
A combination of health. The telly stuff and the photograph stuff meant that I was being regularly confronted with how fat I was. And I never felt as fat as I looked, but the evidence of the photographs and the television was absolutely overwhelming. I felt a much thinner person than it would appear, the photographic evidence and television suggests I was. And also, I was 61 when I started this regime. I had been fat for a very long time. I felt that if I didn't do something about it, then they would get to a point where I would never be able to do anything about it.
And does it give you a real buzz now on both fronts, the fitness and
frankly, let's be honest, the vanity side of things. I mean, George Osborne's done it. He unquestionably looks much better on it. Mm. You look fantastic. Okay, does it give you a buzz just saying, oh, yeah, that photo, God, that's great, or on telly?
In terms of health, it's been a real sort of fillip. I've also done a lot of exercise.
You're running 5 miles a day?
Not 5 miles every day, but 5 days a week I run 5 miles.
Wow.
So I now feel so much brighter, both brighter in terms of sunnier and brighter in terms of sharper.
Has it made you reflect at all how some of your colleagues, some who are actually very slim already, how they humanise? What is it that connects with voters? Because one of the big themes at the moment is this apparent disconnect between senior politicians and the electorate. You've discovered an audience through a sort of very human experience.
Yeah, there's
wonder if there's something more in this.
Well, there's absolutely nothing to suggest that because I am now 5 stone lighter, people will either be interested in the Judicial Appointments Commission, for example, or that they would necessarily regard my views with any greater assurance. The only message I draw from it is that the tone of people when they talk to me is congratulations in relation to doing that. So if you've managed to lose 5 stone, maybe they would think that means you've got some degree of willpower or determination. How that plays in politics, I'm not sure.